Hello, everybody. God bless you all. We thank you for this day that we can come and worship the birth of our Lord. Now, they're not really sure the date of his birth, but when they decided to honor the birth of Jesus, they picked December 25th. They did it because it was a week before the new year, and they wanted to show the new beginning of a new year, and that's why they chose this one as the day to honor him. So we don't have any idea what his birth date is. His birth certificate hasn't been found yet, but, you know, we'll respect that today. And today, Lord, we choose to honor you and the fact that you came as the greatest gift of all. Thank you. You know, a couple weeks ago on a Friday night, they asked, what was one of your favorite Christmas memories? You know, and it started my mind thinking about some of the best times that I've had. And while, as I mentioned before, we had lots of great parties and things, some of my best times were the days before Christmas, where my sister and my brother's wife, I call my other sister, I don't call her sister-in-law, and I would get together and wrap presents and laugh and joke and have fun. And but it was the camaraderie of people that got together and building things up that made Christmas so special for us all. So as we go into this Christmas day, there are a lot of hurting people out there. So I'm led to kind of just lift them all up in prayer right now. If anybody's lonely or challenged, that they can find some place to find comfort for today and to come closer to God to get their life back in order. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Okay, so Jesus is truly the reason for this Christmas season, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, will have everlasting life. This is the ultimate gift. And we started appreciating this on a day that the birth starts at all. You know, the birth changed everything. Without the birth, there could be no death. So the birth starts at all. And as I've said before, this is the day that changed the calendar. That's how important this day was. It may have taken a few hundred years, but eventually came around and say, this is the year of the Lord, 2022. Now, the world tries not to say that anymore, but if you go back in history, that's where it was, the year of our Lord, the year of our Lord. And I'm going to speak it out again. This is the year of our Lord, 2022. And Jesus is coming back soon, and we need to get ready for it. But for today, let's celebrate the fact that he came once and he did so much in such a little time. And I want to be an encouragement to you, because even though there may be just a little time left, there's still plenty of time with God on our side. So God gave the greatest gifts, his Son. Of course, we know that man and the devil commercialized Christmas to take the message away from our Lord Jesus. Let's bring this message back to where it belongs, so we share our love with others by giving presents. Let us remember and give thanks for the greatest gift in the universe, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, Redeemer, and King, the only begotten Son of God. None of us will really know, until we meet Jesus personally, how challenging that must have been for him to come and be man and to be separated from the Godhead, and to live amongst us, and to remain sin-free, and all that he had to do, and he did it all for you. That's a true gift. So let's review the true Christmas story. Remember to share it with as many people who need to know about this eternal importance. Matthew 2:1-2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Continue with verse 3 through 23. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born, so they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Now, it's very important to notice that Bethlehem was a small, little, think nothing about it, town. Like Gideon was the lowest of his tribe, Bethlehem was one of the lowest places around to be born into. Yet God doesn't care. I'm going to encourage you, I don't care what challenges you're going through right now, how low the devil's making somebody feel, God will still use you in Jesus' name. Verse 7, then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined at what time the star appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. What a liar. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Imagine that. They're reaching their destination, and they are joyful because they see where they're going to be. They see they're going to get to meet the child. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country in another way. Now, many people talk about the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and that's fantastic. But let's look at the part before that. They fell down and worshipped him. Their call was to worship him. The gifts were secondary. The primary thing was to worship them. Okay. Now, the flight to Egypt is described in verses 13 to 15. Now, when they departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, take the young child, his mother, and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Now, this calls being ready in season and out. Joseph couldn't say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. When the angel comes to you and says, do this, you do it right now. Okay? When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken out of the Lord through the prophet, saying, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. He set forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they are no more. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph of Egypt, saying, arise, take the young child, his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead. Then he arose and took the young child and his mother and came to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. He came and dwelt in the city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Okay. Now, 700 years earlier, Daniel, while in Babylon, had prophesied much about the Messiah's coming. And one theory is that the wise men were aware of Daniel's prophecies. So when they saw the star, they were eager to follow it. While they are known for the three main gifts, Jesus gave gold, incense, and myrrh, frankincense, and myrrh, again, their main object was to worship the King of the Jews. So my point here is the main thing we need to do is be sure to worship continuously. That's why they were blessed, not because of the gifts they were giving. The gifts were important. Jesus needed for other things, which we'll talk about another time. But the main thing was worshiping our Lord. That's the primary thing. Now, how humble they must have been with all their wealth to honor a child who was not living in a palace, but a rural area, an ordinary home of a tradesman, a carpenter. That says a lot about these men. All their wealth, all their prominence, all their prestige, and they cared nothing about that because here was the baby, the King of the Jews. Now, he didn't come in a great big palace. He came in a manger. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later. But I'm going to encourage everybody here, let's always be as humble as those three men. As God continues to bless the people of ABC right now, and I believe big things are coming for all of us, we must always remain that kind of humility, that we are nothing without our Lord. Matthew chapter 1 describes how Jesus was miraculously conceived. Let's start with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being just a man, and not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife. See, Matthew 1, 20, 21. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, continuing at verse 22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, D, Matthew 1, 23, behold, a virgin shall be with child and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 1, 24, then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and his name was called Jesus. Now that's a man after God's own heart. He finds the girl he's going to be married pregnant, and he has to believe that it's from God. That must have been a challenge for a while. But he did it. And even after he married her, he had to wait until after the child was born to be with her. We talk a lot about patience in Revelation. I think this is patience here, too. The name Jesus means Savior. Yahweh saves, or our Lord saves. Christ means the Anointed One. He became for one reason, to pay for our sins. God came to be with us. This one night changed the world forever. Now Luke chapter 2 describes the birth of Jesus. Let's start with verse 1, we'll go through 11. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went out to be registered, everyone in his own city. Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. Now, you know, the innkeeper wasn't a mean guy. He just had no more room left. I mean, there weren't a lot of Hiltons and Marriotts back there. Okay? There were people who had a few extra rooms. They rented them out, and that's what they could do. And when they were done, they were done. They couldn't build another one overnight, you know. But what he did do is he gave them the only place he had left to stay. He could have sent them away, but he didn't. Okay? Now, in the same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, 12-14. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was, with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Continue with verse 15 through 19. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into the heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and a babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which they were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for for all things they had seen and heard, as it was told to them. The shepherds found the baby Jesus in swaddling cloths, like the angel of the Lord told them. Now, swaddling cloths are basically tiny strips of cloth, leftover cloth. And it's used to keep the baby warm. But he's kind of wrapped up. You can imagine he's like a little burrito. Okay? All right? They didn't have, you know, the stores from the clothes from the stores those days. That's what they had to do, you know. Okay? And in a manger. Now, a manger is where the animals would feed. Not the most glorious place that the king would be born, you would think. I'm sure that Prince Charles wasn't having those kind of challenges, you know. But the King of Kings, being humble, did. Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Our Prince of Peace, Jesus, came in such a way that no one would expect. Not in a palace, there was a military leader to overthrow the Roman Empire, which many people thought he would. They thought he'd be a military leader and do things in worldly ways. Okay? But as a man of peace who leads by example, only blessing everyone, harming no one, leading with love and forgiveness. Let's ponder that for a second. Okay? Here is the God. And he had the power to go in and do anything he wanted to. He could have formed a military that could have overtaken the entire world in no time. Didn't do it. He could have come in as some kind of a king or a leader of some kind. Didn't do it. He did what his father wanted him to do. He wanted to lead by example, so that love and forgiveness go through the world. And as we as Christians, we need to exemplify that to the world. Continue to walk in love and forgiveness. Now, I don't care how bad somebody's offended you, hurt you. I don't care how wrong they are on the other side of the political opinions of you. It doesn't matter. You always must walk in love and forgiveness for anything. This makes us different from the rest of the world. We have the ability, when we're hurt, to give it to our God. And that's why he came. He came to take our sins and our pain and so forth. This was one of the gifts that he gave it. So as we leave today, let's remember to be humble with love and forgiveness. Always remember, the Heavenly Father loves us so much that he gave his best gift to us, that eternal value. That's why Jesus is truly the reason for this Christmas season and every season in our lives. I pray you and your family have a wonderful Christmas full of love, peace, joy, and health. And I pray for anybody out there that's hurting in any way, shape, or form, that they come, they turn to God, and let him heal their hearts, their bodies, their emotions, and put the joy back in their life that God wants us all to have. And today, as I close this part of the service, I bless everybody here watching now with that exact prayer, that whatever you're hurting with or challenged with, be it at work, be it with your family, be it whatever it is, that it's a day of reconciliation and that the love goes forth and forgiveness goes out, and to bring the body of Christ into unity, to stand not as a warring nation, but as a praying nation to bless this world. Because God blessed us with his Son, and we bless this world in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're now going to get ready for communion. So if you'd like to get your elements so we could take communion together. And if we can all privately confess our sins and reestablish the kingdom of God, please. Thank you, Lord God, that the will of our Heavenly Father will be done on earth as it is in heaven right now. And I just sense that the Holy Spirit wants to minister to some people before we partake of communion. Dozune mahate de karramahane de akunene me okuna na hashana na mahasana. Dezeki onuno kujene me hana no kore ne ne kise ki onuna mahatu de gejere. Dozon de kiri a mahatu de kora mahasanda na basene. Dozune mahate jete de kuchin mene nu kujina mahana de korene. Dozune mahanto de kora mene ne ti attenda mete de kunya me hata da. Dezene di adada. Onome shanta rabasando ro kuye mehete to zoom a kona kurienene, the zone de kesheki otunda baha. Just raise your hands up to heaven now. There's a very strong healing anointing. Very strong healing anointing. Wherever you are right now, I see the Holy Spirit hovering over each and every one of you. Whatever you need from the Holy Spirit, raise your hands up to heaven. Let your hands be the conduit by which the anointing flows to you, through you, breaking every yoke of bondage right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Lord. Just praise him. Thank you, Lord. Let's worship and adore him. I worship you. I worship you. I adore you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. I worship you. I worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you. Worship you. I worship you. I worship you, Lord. I worship you. I adore you. I adore you. I adore you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Thank you for coming to dwell amongst us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being our Savior, our Redeemer, our Healer. Our Lord, everything that we need, you are. Our Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus, for without your birth, there would be no death and remission of sins. I thank you, Lord God. I praise it as we take this body right now. Your body was broken for us. You took every sin of the world on that tree at Calvary in our place, so we wouldn't have to be on death row, to redeem us from sickness, from poverty, from pain, from death, hell, and the grave. You came to redeem us so that we could be with you and the Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit forever and ever. You, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life. And we celebrate this Christmas more special than before with a new revelation of how you want us to show others of the Jesus in us so that they could know him too. I thank you, Lord, for saving each and every one of us and for those that we're going to be able to minister to. Thank you for your body that was broken so that each of us could be whole again with a way back to the Father and to be co-heirs with Christ Jesus and to have the Holy Spirit guide us and be in our lives. We take this bread in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. We take this cup of blessing, the blood that was poured out as payment for you and for me. That the blood protects us, the blood of Jesus protects us, the blood of Jesus. It's powerful. And as we take this cup, we not only remember what Jesus did for us, but we receive our covenant promises right now, whatever was needed, because there's nothing lacking, nothing wanting in our lives. The fulfillment of the shalom through Jesus, the New Testament, the New Covenant, that everything belongs to us, given by the Heavenly Father. And I eliminate every roadblock in the Spirit right now, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for that breakthrough that each person needs, that has been standing in faith, that we receive that manifestation right now as we drink this cup in Jesus' name. For we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. I see healings happening all over right now. I see people getting set free of depression, anxiety. I see people who have been faced with any kind of challenge of contagious challenges of viruses, of COVID, of RSV, of the flu or cold, or any kind of infirmity or attack. I just see the anointing destroying all of that right now, eliminating it, bronchitis, pneumonia, sinusitis, any kind of infections, all masses, abnormal growths disappearing right now, instantaneously. Somebody with a right knee challenge, stand up, walk around, you'll see it's gone. Somebody with a neck and back challenge, move your neck around. I see your spine realigning properly and the muscles and the ligaments. And I go ahead and move your neck. And you'll see you'll be able to do something you couldn't, and any pain or tension gone. I see lower back challenges being healed right now. And the pelvis, lumbar area all back in here. Go ahead, do something you couldn't do before, like bend down or whatever. You'll see that. You don't have that anymore. Go check that out. Somebody's toe, your toe, has been healed by the stripes of Jesus. You know, we need all 10 of our toes. So that's important to God, that your toe is healed. Amen. Someone's throat and voice completely restored, renewed, better than before. Dental miracles. Dental miracles. Raise your hands. Receive dental miracles right now. Dental miracles in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Dental miracles. Thank you, Lord. Headaches, migraines, gone in Jesus' name. Cancer, you have no place. Go in Jesus' name. Receive healing. Receive your healing. Any kind of disease or infirmity or diagnosis that was spoken over you, I cancel, make null and void those diagnoses and receive healing for that right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Gut challenges, stomach challenges, arthritis, osteoporosis, and joint challenges. All the inflammation and infection leaving, central nervous system challenges, blood sugar challenges, normalizing, blood pressure challenges, stroke challenges. I see restoration of your brain, full restoration, and every part of your body. Thank you, Lord, especially cognitive challenges, speech challenges being restored, renewed. Hallelujah. Blood challenges. People who've had some kind of anemia or blood diagnosis, the blood of Jesus restoring, restoring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Someone wants to get pregnant. A wife wants to get pregnant and has had challenges. The Lord, I see him touching your womb. I thank you, Lord, that I decree that that woman receives the desire of her heart with a conception and birthing of a healthy, beautiful child dedicated to God's work, and will be a joy to you and your husband in Jesus' name. Barrenness, go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, eyesight is being restored. Vision and optical nerve challenges. Right now, your vision's improving. Right now, receive your miracle. Receive your healing. Don't worry about anything else but the receiving of it. Receive it. No matter what the doctors have said or not said, receive your healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hearing loss challenges. I see the Lord working right now and restoring, renewing and replacing in your ears for the completion of the manifestation of healing that you believe you've already received by faith in every single area that you've been standing on. Now, prayers. I hear the Lord say that prayers have been answered and you haven't seen in the natural realm yet, but it was answered, he said. It was answered in the heavenly realm. So now God is hastening his word to perform it quickly, and the angels of God are causing all those circumstances to line up and rejoice and thank him for it, because it's yours. It's yours. Believe it. Believe it, that you received it. Keep believing it. Keep thanking him for it. I see it happened. It happened. It happened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He's doing something else. Give me some time here to hear the Lord. So koriya rara shantara mahati tite kesere. Bekiu kuro moho so koriya de shikiriya de. Prosperity. Prosperity. The Lord has paid your debt, has paid your debt. Now receive that prosperity. It is flowing in. You will see it coming in the new year. Debt free. He's making his people debt free and giving more prosperity to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He
He's turning around a situation that seemed impossible. But you have believed in the possible for God to take care of it. It's always possible for God to take care of it. And you believed that that impossibility was possible. And so that impossibility is now gone. It is now possible. The way has been made. I don't know who that's for. It's a turnaround. It's a turnaround. What the devil meant for bad, God has turned it around for you in Jesus' name. So bashara. God's hand is not too short for you, the Lord says. So receive. Receive everything he has for you. Everything he has for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wonderful Christmas gift today of the operation of the gifts of the Spirit and the blessings that you're bestowing upon your people today. And we receive it all. Let's just praise him and worship him. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. I adore you. I worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching every single person watching in some special way today as your gift to them, a special gift. I see that anointing reaching every single person where you're at. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Supernatural, wonderful blessings. Oh, I worship you. We worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth. We adore you. We adore you. We adore you, Jesus. Oh, come, let us adore him, Jesus. Oh, come, let us adore him, Jesus, Christ our Lord. We worship you. We worship you in Jesus' name.